the municipal development plan, you know, we've been talking about this for a while. It's a big guiding document for the town. And you've written an article in the Outlook this week responding to some of the big concerns that were raised. And this all has to do with environment protections and people saying, hey, this is even weaker than previous documents.
There were a lot of concerns expressed by the public, starting right with the first speaker at the municipal development plan public hearing. The concern is that there are things that are not included in environmental stewardship. There is no definition of adjacency, which people would like to see as 250 meters away from a wildlife corridor or a habitat patch. What adjacency would then do is trigger having to prepare an environmental impact statement if you're proposing a development.
So this was in a previous version of the municipal development plan. It's not in this current version. Is that correct?
The 1998 municipal development plan and then the 2010 community sustainability plan did do more towards these goals. Okay. Administration's proposing to have an environmental impact statement policy as separate from the MDP.
So are these concerns valid?
I think it's just two ways of doing the same thing. It is administratively onerous to have to require an environmental impact statement for absolutely everything that comes forward. However, if it's not mandatory, there's the possibility that something significant could slip through. And so both positions are in front of council right now. And that is sort of how this is supposed to work. Administration puts forward their recommendation for how to do it. The public brings forward their input. And then council has the decision of what is the appropriate way to deal with this issue.
Right.
And from what I'm hearing, we're going to see some changes on this issue at second reading.
Yeah, so this is just a draft document. There's still opportunities to make edits and changes before it actually gets approved and everything.
And the environmental stewardship and protections in the development plan weren't the only things that were brought up. However, because it was Tuesday night and my deadlines, it was the only thing I really wrote about for the Outlook. So I'm hoping to follow up next week with some of the concerns raised by many other residents. Those range from concerns about protecting existing neighborhoods and their character to the appropriateness of using non-statutory documents as the basis for a municipal development plan, which is super nerdy, but, you know, totally relevant.
Right.
Concerns about incentives and provisions in the development plan that would incentivize private developers to build affordable housing as part of what they're putting forward.
Sounds like you're kind of meeting one meeting and multiple stories. It's all about efficiency, right?
It was a smorgasbord.